the Kavod HaRav. Regarding the Chet HaEgel, I was wondering why all of Klal Yisrael were punished when anyone who was involved were killed either by the sword, drinking Nesoto, or plague, etc. Anyone left, including all the women, Levium, and 99.9% of the men, were all completely innocent. And even if they can be held accountable, then what about Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua, who weren't even in the camp at the time? Also, another question. It is said that those Yidden were over on Gili Arayis and Shvichas Domim. How could they have anything to do with Arayis if the women were not involved in the Chet? Also, how were they over on Shvichas Domim, the day of the Chet, when Chur was killed the previous day? Thank you very much for taking the time to answer these questions. Anonymous from the United States. Okay, first of all, the Rishonim say that the reason the Jewish people were held accountable, even though only a minuscule amount of people sinned, was because Kol Yisrael Aravim Zebazeh. All Jews are one connected unit, and because such a sin could happen, means there was something wrong with the entire Jewish people, and including the Sforno says that they didn't protest this sin. And that in itself showed that there was something wrong with their sensitivity to such a sin. And therefore the entire Jewish people, including Moshe and Yehoshua, because they also were part of the Jewish people, were affected by this sin, and therefore the tikkun, the correction of this sin, and the atonement of this sin applied to the entire Jewish people, not just that generation, but that blemish went on for generation after generation, even until our time, and still needs to be atoned for. The question that how could they be over Gili Arayis, the Gemara says that the intention of transgressing this sin was to permit themselves Gili Arayis in the future. It doesn't say that they actually were over Gili Arayis at the time. In addition, even if they were over Gili Arayis, and some of the women sinned with Gili Arayis, that doesn't mean they sinned with the sin of the golden calf. Maybe they were enticed to transgress these prohibitions, but they weren't enticed to get involved in the actual sin of the golden calf itself. And Shvichas Domim, which did take place with Chur, when from the time that they came and asked to have the Egel built, or to have some replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu, that already was beginning of the sin. That's considered part of the sin of the golden calf. So when they killed Chur, true, it was before they actually made the golden calf, but they already were involved in the preparations towards that sin, and that's all considered part of the sin.